Well, I think the first thing he did was prioritize every promise he had made on the campaign trail, and began with doing executive orders as well as hiring the secretaries or nominating the secretaries he was looking for to make the transition. And of course, that's been a little bit of a difficult process because the Democrats, it seems, headed by Elizabeth Warren, are trying to block just about every nominee, it seems, as well as any and all of the initiatives that he's been working on.
What's your biggest disappointment from the first few weeks? Are there any policy moves, for example, that you disagree with?
No, I think, again, everything that he did, whether it was the immigration ban from seven countries or it was the effort to get Obamacare repealed, and I know that's moving along in the House. They have a version coming out next week. I think all those things were every single promise he had made on the campaign trail, and he sort of ticked them off one by one. So other than maybe a misstep here or there or a nominee that may not have worked out, which I think is normal given just about any presidential takeover, those are just bumps in the road that are normal.
So in your experience, the way in which the, for example, as you mentioned, the executive order that barred immigrants from coming from these seven countries and the way that that happened and resulted in a judicial action, you're saying that's just what all presidents go through in the beginning?
When new presidents come into office, there's always a hiccup or two, and I think that's really nothing major. I mean, if anything, it might just be that the media is overblowing the fact that there is a learning curve as to how orders should be issued and maybe the vetting process through them. But I don't think it's anything that should be alarming or anything that was unexpected from his campaign promises.
Governor Charlie Baker regularly splits with Trump, a fellow Republican. Is the governor making a mistake? Do you worry it'll hurt Massachusetts' clout with the new administration?
Well, I think Governor Baker has clearly decided that there is an audience in Massachusetts that supports him and didn't support Donald Trump, and I don't blame him for doing what's politically expedient. You know, as for how it affects Massachusetts down the road, of course, I want to do my best to be a liaison within the legislature and helping the governor's office work with the Trump administration. But I think that at the end of the day, Donald Trump isn't going to punish any one state or any one governor for what happened on the campaign trail. I think that Massachusetts has always proven important as a leader in education, in health care, and I think the Trump administration is going to realize that working with Massachusetts even more in the future is in his best interest, regardless of electoral count.
An article in the Boston Herald says that you've been approached by national Republicans to possibly run against Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren in 2018. Who were you contacted by, and what did they say to try to convince you to run?
Well, of course, I need to keep people who spoke to me off the record. But what they've talked about is the fact that it's very clear that Elizabeth Warren is the voice of obstruction in Washington, D.C. We had an election that was clearly a change election from the way business is done. And I think that what people want to see is someone who is working for the state here in Massachusetts. And that's evidenced by a recent poll that shows that 46% of the people of Massachusetts would prefer to see a different senator. And that's before anybody's even announced running against her. And I think that it's time in Massachusetts for a voice for the people of the state rather than somebody who's positioning, it seems, to run in 2020 against the president.